Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kelly Harris. I'd like to thank you all for calling in, walking in the footsteps of Jesus Ministries, and those who will be downloading this program later, we welcome you as well. My friends, let us say a special prayer for the people of Texas today. Let's remember what happened to them with the hurricane that hit them, that many lives were hurt by it, but you saw you could see God's working over there, where you saw God showing rich and poor and people of all colors working together. Despite what the national media is trying to tell you and I that America is racist and we're all split up, I would say what we see in Texas is that it's fake news, because we saw people of different colors, of different religions, all working together to help one another. We know our Lord Jesus Christ is there, because many churches are opening up to help the refugees that lost their homes and everything else. So let us all pray together, my friends. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We pray for those in Texas, Lord, that you restore what they've lost in their life, that everything that has happened to them, let them know they feel your peace, that you will guide them, and that everything they had will be restored by you, Lord Jesus Christ. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My friends, let's now turn to Matthew chapter 8, and we'll start with the 15th verse. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. Hold on for a moment, my friends. I am very sorry about that. I am so sorry. I'm at verse 18. Someone say, "Well, make up your mind, Mr. Harris." Well, I did make up my mind. We're on verse 18. Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You know, the other day, I was watching this movie. Now, I normally don't get a movie review. Sometimes I'm very critical about it. But when I was watching this movie, I felt the Holy Spirit telling me this is what He does and has us to do when we go out into the world. I was watching a movie called The Searchers. It's about a man by the name of Ethan Edwards and his step-nephew, Martin Parley. In the movie, Ethan's family is attacked by the Comanche, Nation, and all of his family is killed except for one, his niece Debbie. She was kidnapped. For 5 years, Ethan Edwards and his nephew Mark Parley searched all over the West trying to find where Debbie was. By the end of the movie, he found them. Ethan and Martin Parley found where Debbie was. And by the end of the movie, they brought her home to the rest of the family. Now, I'm not comparing the characters, Ethan Edwards' racist attitude at times, with what God does. But let's think about it, my friends. Why am I even talking about that? About these characters searching for their niece? Any kidnap in real life could attest that they too never give up the search for their loved one when they are kidnapped. Sometimes it doesn't end well for their loved one, and sometimes it does. When the police keep on searching and searching and searching until they find them. Well, when we go back into the book of Genesis, when Adam walked with God, he had the full-fledged of the Holy Spirit living within inside him, as we're supposed to have today. He was in constant communications with God. And yet, when he sinned, something, connection between he and God separated. That's what God was asking him, Adam, Adam, where are you? Where are you, Adam? Because for the first time, spiritually, they were separated. And he found out what happened, did he not, Mal? He found out that Satan had kidnapped Adam and his wife Eve by getting them to sin, be spiritually separated from him. And what did Satan do afterwards? When Adam saw his descended his children and his children's children and his children's children grow up, Adam didn't even seem to discover that his great-great-great-grandchildren did not know who God was. And Satan had succeeded in kidnapping God's creation, the human race, and not remembering who he was. They didn't know that their Father in heaven was up there. He convinced them to go follow other things. So he kidnapped them, Grace. But did God give up? No. In fact, he did make a covenant with one man who did listen to him, Abram, who later became Abraham. Then he made a covenant with his son Isaac, and then later on with Jacob, who became Israel. And it was through Israel's descendants that they're the only people who knew God, who God was. And yet, salvation they still didn't have, because the only thing that connected them to Yahweh was the covenant, and later on, the law that God had given them. Spiritual connection did not happen. And the only way the children of Israel knew what God wanted that from them was through prophets whom God had to talk to. But we know of the plan. We know of the plan what Jesus did. God made himself into a man by the name of Jesus, did he not now? He showed the people of Israel and those Gentiles who never heard of God and saw what he did. He showed them the heart of God, who God really was. A God of love, a God of justice, a God of mercy. And he was willing to pay the price to die upon the cross, because that price of dying on the cross, it would be through Jesus dying upon the cross and rising again when he took the world's sins upon him. That would make his name known around the world. Because remember, when he was hung upon the cross, the rest of the world never heard of him. My friends, if Jesus had never come to the world, you and I would not know who Abraham was. We wouldn't know who Adam and Eve was. We wouldn't know about King David. We wouldn't know about the prophets who prophesied the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We wouldn't know anything at all. We would be pagans. We would be into kind of some weird satanic worship, which may have even involved human sacrificing. And we would think nothing was wrong about it. Unless you were the one being sacrificed, and if you were the one being sacrificed, you may have some questions about that, because I don't see too many people volunteering saying, oh, yes, kill me for the sacrifice. No, they wouldn't. So, through Jesus Christ, God became known to the world again, and people who discovered who he was through Jesus Christ were found. And what my point is, comparing what Jesus said go out to the world to the movie The Searchers is that plan after Adam and Eve fell. He was going to go out there and search for lost souls, for those who wanted to find him, because they were spiritually kidnapped from Satan. He kidnapped us from the love of God to make us ignorant about God's love, to make us ignorant about God's blessings, to make us ignorant about all the things our Lord Jesus Christ wants to do for us because we are his children. And Christ didn't give up, did he not now? He went upon that cross. And he paid that high price for you and I. So when Christ gives the commission, let me read that again, the commission that he gave to the disciples. And these words are for you and I today because we are continuing on with his ministry today. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Right here. All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth because he paid that price. So all authority meant Jew and Gentile alike were now under his law, under his name. So he paid the high price for Jew and Gentile. So he's calling everyone accountable. Everyone upon the earth is now accountable to come to him or not. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of time. So right now, today, as it was 2,000 years ago, we are on a search. We are on a search for our lost brothers out there and lost sisters. We are on a search to bring their souls back to the rightful owner, to the rightful Father, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. We're bringing them back for him. And when they receive his Holy Spirit. And that's what they do, because we're supposed to go out there and search. Go out there and never give up on this search. If one person out of a crowd of 50 or 1,000 is saved, in heaven, as we are told, there is a celebration. So if we get at least one person to come home to Jesus Christ, we have won. Because the soul is very important to our Lord, and it always has been. He never intended humanity to be separated from him. Remember, as I said, Adam spiritually connected with the Lord. Remember, the Lord had Adam bring all the animals into the garden, and he named every animal. God gave Adam all authority upon the earth. And I firmly believe that Adam, like Jesus after his resurrection, could appear any place upon the earth because he walked spiritually with the Lord. Every creature listened to him. And when he lost that ability, he couldn't appear anywhere upon the earth anymore, for he had to walk. The animals that once obeyed him stopped obeying him. And later on, through generation after generation, he would see, such as a son, one son tell another and be disobedient and go away and make a city with his descendants. He would see descendants not even know who he was and know who God, who created them, was or is. Satan has succeeded in God's plan by kidnapping the human race spiritually to be separated from our Lord God, so to be ignorant about his love, his kindness, his mercy, and his justice. But the Lord did not give up on humanity because he had a plan. And he said that his plan was going to be after the fall of man. He would be bruised by the serpent as he would smash the serpent's head. Did he not now say that? Yes. Of course, I'm emphasizing a little bit of what he said, but you know what I mean. The fact of it is, the Lord never gave up. He kept on searching for the lost soul, and he knew how to do it. By bringing himself into the equation, he brought he to the world a knowledge of him being there. Even though there are people out there who wish to deny that he exists, and there are other religions trying to say he does not exist to this day, but there's enough people out there who do know who God is. Now, I want to point out, my friend, is that we keep on going out there and search for those lost souls. The world may tell you and I to stop it. The world may tell you don't go to someone's religion and try to convert them. But the apostles did it, and the apostles were told the same thing. Was that true or not true? Yes, they were. If they could do it, we're supposed to do it too, because we're trying to open up their eyes that Satan is bringing a religion to them that is a lie, and that religion is separating them from the real Lord God. And the Lord God wants to have fellowship. Let us go out there and be those searchers and keep on searching and never give up, because we are the true searchers out there searching for the lost souls. And may I add too, my friend, even among the Christian faith, we know there's times where someone will fall off. And we know this because Paul keeps on telling you and I in Scripture to always wear the full armor of God. And he tells us that because he knows and understands the human frailty. Yes, our souls may be saved, but that thing called the flesh always wants to go back to do what is not right with God. That's why Paul emphasizes that he would like to do things that he does not want to do. Meaning, he's not saying being full of the armor of God that he wants to sin. He's just saying that without God, without that armor there, he knows he's a man of flesh too, and that man of flesh without the Holy Spirit within him will always do wrong and separate himself from the Lord our God. So that is why we are supposed to pray for one another, wear the full armor of God, and that's what we're always supposed to do. When one of our own starts to slip a little bit and fall away from God, don't be critical of them and say, well, I always knew that they weren't saved. Wrong. They're slipping away. It is up to you and I, like the searchers, go out there and help them not to be kidnapped yet again from the love of God, because it never said that Satan will try to persuade you to turn away from him, did it not now, when we are saved. On the contrary, once we are saved, oh, Satan tries to pull that Adam and Eve trick on you and I again. Are you saying, well, did God really say this, or will God really say that, or did God say this? Oh, surely, if God is really a truly forgiven God, he'll forgive you after you do this. And when you do it once and you find that, hey, nothing's happened to me, you keep on doing it until you're back to where you were again. So what I'm saying is that for you who are being tempted, wear the full armor of Christ. And if you're having temptations, go to someone you can trust who is saved and talk to them and pray about it. If they gossip about you, find someone else, because if they gossip behind you back telling the world about what your temptation is, They're not really walking with God, are they not now? Because they're not supposed to be gossiping about you, are they not? No, they're not. But find someone who's truly walking with the Lord and talk to them and have them pray over you and put hands upon you to get that temptation away from you. When we see one or a fellow Christian who's falling away or is about to fall away, don't chase them away. Bring them back, pray for them, because we are the searchers. We don't let our own go either. We search for the lost, and we keep our own. We don't let our own go. We don't go let our own go without a fight. We keep on praying for our own. We keep on praying for them to come back to Christ. We keep on showing them the friendship of kindness we showed them before. We don't give them the cold shoulder. We keep on praying for them and praying for them, and talk to them, and remind them that God loves them. We don't want them to fall away. So be like the searchers. Go out there and search for your brother and sister in Christ and help them back into the fold. Go out there and search for the lost soul who does not know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Go out there and search for them and bring them back to where the Father wants them, because the Father always wanted to have a relationship with them. And now is the time. Bring them home. and bring back even our large brothers and sisters home. Bring them back so they will feel the Lord's forgiveness and love and mercy. Because that is what the Lord wants. Because we are commissioned to do this. Go out there and make all nations out there, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. However, as I said, there'll be some people who may reject it. And Jesus told you and I, when they do that, sweep the dust from your feet and go off and go on to someplace else. Because if we win one soul to our Lord Jesus Christ, that is victory right there. And there's celebration in heaven. Your soul, wherever you are in the world, rich or poor, working class, middle class, doesn't matter what color you are. Your soul is that important for the Lord. He didn't die for a certain few. He died for everyone. Because what is God? God is like a magnet. He's been drawing us to him ever since we were born. He draws us to him right now. Because he is like a magnet, and our souls are connected and always been connected in some way, even when we are lost. But yet, when we are lost, we make ourselves separated from him. But once we know who he is and accept him as our Lord and Savior and what he's done for us, our souls immediately click with the Lord's soul. And as he did with Adam, we are spiritually connected. And for you out there who are right now struggling in your Christian faith, the Lord may be asking you, where are you? And you have to ask yourself, where am I in this? And you should go into prayer. And you should come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you should ask a fellow Christian who you know is spiritual, who knows how to keep a secret, because you don't want everyone to know your business, but you want someone there who will pray with you and cry with you and help you receive the Lord, because the Lord is not pulling away from you. It's the devil doing all kinds of dirty tricks to the world, trying to separate you from God. He's trying to kidnap you from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's trying to kidnap you from being part of the family of God. That's what he's trying to do. He is a kidnapper. And the Lord doesn't want you to go away. The Lord is with you. We know the Lord is with you because why do you think God has put the story of Joseph in the Bible? Not just to talk about how Joseph became a great governor of Egypt. No, he talked about Joseph. He wanted Joseph mentioned throughout his life, but the trials and tribulations that Joseph had to go through. And guess who was always with him every time that a trial and tribulation always went with Joseph? God. Yahweh was always with him. Yahweh kept his promise. He told Joseph at a young age he would make him into a mighty man. But Satan tried to throw poison into the water by trying to prevent this from happening. But yet, each time in Joseph's life, God was always with Joseph. Joseph became a mighty man in Potiphar's house until he was accused falsely of rape. He became a mighty man in prison, where the prison people running the prison even trusted him to do things that they couldn't trust other prisoners to do in the jail. And then one day, everything paid off at the end because God kept on walking with Joseph, and Joseph did become governor of Egypt. He became a mighty man. Whatever problems you are going through, spiritual problems, I don't know what problems you may have. It could be all temptations or new temptations that are happening within your life. I pray for you, brother. I pray for you, sister. Don't fall away. Where are you? Come home to the Lord Jesus Christ and don't fall away. Where are you? Come home. Come home where you know where the Lord is waiting for you. As with the prodigal son story, where the father saw the son finally come home, he didn't rebuke his son. He ran up to him, hugged him, blessed his son, and threw a party for the celebration that his son was lost and now he was found. So come back and don't be lost. Let us celebrate that you are back home with the fold. Come home and let us all pray together and be one with the Lord, because now you are saved again. You are back among your brothers and sisters. And no more will you fall away, because we're with you, brother. Just keep on asking. And I'm telling you, even as new Christians, when you have these new temptations come upon you, go up to the altar and pray. Go to your pastor. Go to anyone in the church whom you trust and have them pray for you. And also pray for your pastor and pray for the leadership in the church, because, yes, they do have the temptations too. We somehow think that they don't, but they do too. Let us pray for all of us not to fall. And let's not let Satan kidnap us from the Lord's love by falling short in our human ways, by separating ourselves from the Lord. Let us go out there and search for our own and bring them forward. And let's be out there to make sure the ones who are with us do not fall and crumble either. We are with you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. No matter what's going on in your life, the bad things will not last forever. Let me say this again. Bad things will not last forever. Satan's lie will not last forever. Satan's lie will not last forever. I'll repeat that again. Because the truth, you know, is in you. And if you're having these struggles within you right now because of these bad times, you know the Lord is with you, and things will get better. Better than ever before, because our Lord will bless you with all the blessings he wants to give you, because he loves you, because you are his child. And every parent gives things to their child, blessings, because they love them. Do they not now? Our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord God, is our parent, and he blesses us. And for you out there who are searching for the Lord right now, we search for you as well. Come. Come and be part of the family of God, where you always were supposed to be when God created humanity. Scripture said God knew us before we was even born. Just think, he knew you before even creation. He knew what kind of person you were supposed to be. And now, we search you, we welcome you to come home and be happy and be part of the family of God. Repent in Jesus' name. Blessings, and make a home with your Heavenly Father, who you will reign with forever and ever as your Father and you as his child. Amen. Friends, I'd like to thank you all for calling in. I'd like to thank you all for who will download this program later. Thank you very much as well. I hope that the words that God wanted me to talk to you all has touched your life, and if you are struggling in your Christian faith, I hope you understand that you don't have to fall away. Pray and come back to the Lord, and have someone you trust pray with you and come back. Things will get better. The bad times you are going through will not last forever. The lies Satan is telling you will not last forever, because the truth is in Jesus, and Jesus will bring you out of there, because he promised, and the Lord cannot break a promise. He doesn't break a promise because he is an honorable God and he loves his children. And for you out there who never knew the Lord and want to know him, here is your chance to open up your heart and let Jesus come into your heart, because now you are part of him, and for the first time in your life, your spirit is where it's supposed to be, connected with our Lord. Thank you, my friends, and let us all pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for those out there who need your blessings, who are out there, who are lost. Let us as a body of Christ Go out there and search for those people by telling them about you, preaching, teaching, talking to them. And we pray, Lord, that they'll have an open heart to receive you and come to accept you as your Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, for those Christians out there who are going through a hard time, and by these hard times they're being tempted to fall away. We pray that they'll come back and not fall away. We pray for those who once walked with you who fell away. We pray that they'll come home as the prodigal son did and come home and receive you as the father of the story did, as you received them, and welcome them back. Let them feel in their heart the welcome and celebration that you gave, that you will show them in their hearts, and you show them that they are welcome to come home because you wanted them back. For you who are lost out there, who used to follow Christ, where are you? Come home, where are you? There's still a chance for you to come back. Fear the Lord, be connected with the Holy Spirit yet again, and live a life according to what Jesus wanted you to live, a life of freedom, a life freedom from the chains of sin. Do not let Satan kidnap you from your blessings. Do not let Satan kidnap you from your true home. Let Satan not kidnap you from your true Father, who is our Lord, a God up above. Pay the heavy price for you and I to be reconnected with our Lord God. So let us come home and be reconnected and be a family and be home again with our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. For we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My friends, I'd like to thank you all for calling in. Come back again and I will teach another lesson. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. And I say this in the name of Jesus. Amen.